Man of the house. On this morning, Ben and I lay in bed cuddled in each other's arms. The morning sun shone through our bedroom bay window curtains as we kissed and let our hands caress each other's naked flesh. "I love you, babe," I said as I let my fingers drift under the covers and began to gently fondle his cock and balls. "I love you too," he replied, and kissed me again. Our tongues met and danced in a very sweet but passionate kiss. Ben is an excellent kisser, and it kindled the fire that began to warm my body with desire. I could feel his cock swelling in my hand as I slowly massaged it, which only added to my heat. "Baby, today I'm all yours to do whatever you wish. I am your obedient submissive, and you are my master." I kissed him again. He smiled and said, "Really? Okay then, stop talking and put your mouth on my cock." "Yes, master," I said, then pushed the covers away, exposing our nude bodies and his rapidly stiffening member. Holding the bottom of his thickening shaft with one hand, I gently kissed the head. I flicked my tongue over the now swollen head and small slit. Then I ran my tongue up and down all sides of his hard cock. I didn't leave out his balls. They also received a good tongue lashing. He groaned in approval as I took the head of his cock into my mouth and started to suck it. I love sucking his dick and try to give him the most pleasurable blowjob experience each time I do it. I continued to hold the base of his cock with one hand as I bobbed my head up and down, taking more and more of him down my throat. Though I gagged a couple of times, I worked through it. "Fuck, stop, you're gonna make me come," Ben growled, grabbing my hair and pulling my mouth off his cock. I groaned as he pulled my face to his by my hair and kissed me passionately, then said, "You're sure one cock-hungry bitch, aren't you?" "I'm your cock-hungry bitch, master. Your cock tastes so good, and I just love sucking it, master," I replied. Ben rolled me over onto my back and mounted me. My legs opened wide to accommodate his lustful intentions. We kissed, then gazed into each other's eyes. "I'm gonna fuck you now. I'm gonna fuck your hot cunt," Ben said in a deep, sexy voice, then pushed the head of his cock between my pussy lips. I gasped as I felt him enter me, then squealed, "Yes! Fuck me, master! Fuck my cunt! Fuck me harder, master! Fuck me!" Ben began thrusting slowly, pulling back, then shoving back in hard. All the while, we gazed into each other's eyes. His dick felt so good. Since the kids have all moved out, we could get as loud as we wanted. And we did let our passion flow. Fuck me. Feels so good. I groaned as each thrust hampered my ability to talk. Ben grunted and groaned as he gradually increased the tempo of his thrusts. Between his grunts and groans, my moans and squealing, plus the bed squeaking, it made for a horny, sensual sound. As we fucked, Ben did something that he had never done before. He put his hand to my throat and applied gentle pressure. Not enough to cut off my hair, but just enough for me to feel it. I admit that at first it scared me, but my fear soon gave way to ecstasy as I came and came hard. I cried out as my body trembled beneath Ben. My pussy gripped and sucked at his dick. Then, suddenly, he stopped and pulled out of me. His cock was still rock hard as he rolled over onto his back. "What's wrong? You didn't come. Why did you stop?" I asked him as I rubbed his chest. He looked at me and grinned. "Excuse me, woman, but how do you address me?" I gave him a quizzical look, then remembered. "Oh, I am sorry, master. I meant no disrespect," I said, giving him a quick kiss on the cheek. "Why don't you go grab me a beer?" he said. "Yes, master," I replied as I got out of bed. My legs quivered a little from the orgasm I had just experienced. I'm going to let Ben tell the next part. I'm going to be honest here. The reason I stopped was not really with the intention of teasing her, though she thinks, or thought, it was. The fact of the matter is that I would have come had I not stopped, and I was not ready to do that just yet. She returned shortly with my beer. My cock had lost some of its hardness, but that was fine with me. I accepted the cold, unopened brew, then handed it back to her. Why'd you give me an unopened beer? How am I supposed to drink an unopened beer, woman? I said. I could have opened it myself, but I was enjoying this little game we were playing. It was her idea, after all. My apologies, Master, she replied, then opened the beer and handed it back to me. Master, are we gonna fuck some more? You didn't come. I took a couple swallows of my beer and said, Do you want to fuck some more? Oh, yes, please, she replied, then began to play with my dick, and naturally it began to respond. I admit that I enjoyed the feeling of her hand on my cock, but it would have been too easy to give in. So in the nature of the game, I pushed her hand away. I didn't say you could touch my cock, woman. Shall I restrain you since you can't behave? I took another swallow of my beer. Sorry, sir, she replied with frustration and want in her face. I couldn't help but smile as I looked upon my beautiful wife's face. Then I had an idea. A wonderfully intoxicating, erotic idea. Do we still have those handcuffs, woman? I asked. A grin crossed her face as she said, Yes, master. What are you waiting for? Get 'em, I replied. My sweet Gina got out of bed and walked over to her dresser. There she removed the handcuffs from a drawer and returned to bed. Put them on and lay down on your back, I commanded. They have a release button to unlock. There was no key. She put the cuffs on and lay on the bed beside me. Then I got out of bed and grabbed an old t-shirt from my dresser. I picked up my pocket knife from the dresser top to cut it into strips. I got back in bed and had her put her cuffed hands above her head. Using two of the strips, I tied the cloth onto the chain of the cuffs, then to the gap in the middle of the headboard. With another strip, I blindfolded my dear wife. I would have tied her feet, but there was no way to do it. She giggled and asked what I was up to. I didn't reply and got out of bed. I gazed upon the bound beauty that lay naked upon our bed. That beauty was my wife, my sweet Gina. My cock started to grow hard again. Ben, are you still here? Babe, she said, squirming just a bit. You mean master, don't you? But yes, I'm still here, I replied. Sorry, master. Please forgive me. It just seemed like you got out of bed, she said. I said nothing and walked over to her side of the bed. I then touched her cheek and told her to lift her head. Her chest was rising and falling with excitement, and her nipples were rock hard. As she lifted her head, I ran my dick over her lips. She opened her mouth, and I slipped my dick in. She moaned slightly and instantly started sucking it. I let her suck it for just a moment before pulling it back. No, give it back, please, master. Let me suck it some more, she exclaimed. Once again, I said nothing. Instead, I took my beer and drizzled it over her tits. It ran down in between them to her abdomen. What the fuck? She squealed and began to laugh. I then began to lick and kiss where I had poured the beer. Licking, kissing, and suckling on her beautiful breasts, I lapped up the beer. She moaned and squirmed as I slowly made my way to her abdomen. You're driving me fucking crazy. Oh, Ben, please fuck me. Please, master, she begged. Open your legs for me, I said, letting her think we were gonna fuck. I then lay between her legs and just admired her beautiful pussy. Her breathing grew deeper from the excitement. Your body is delectable and delicious. It has excited me throughout our marriage. Your beautiful smile, your beautiful breasts, and of course your beautiful pussy. Pussy that is a sweet fruit and just as juicy. It intoxicates me, I said. Then drizzled some beer over her dark pubic hair and over her clit and already moist cunt lips. My turn again. Oh, God, the coolness of the beer on my body felt exquisite. The warmth of his breath and the feeling of his tongue and kisses definitely drove me crazy. But when the cool liquid hit my cunt, I nearly lost it. Oh, fuck, baby, I cried out. I didn't care if the whole neighborhood heard me. My body jerked on reflex. Soon it felt as though he was licking my pubic area, which he actually was. But when I felt his tongue graze my clit, I had to have lost it. My hips humped at his face reflexively. Oh, yes. Eat me. Eat my pussy. Put your tongue inside me, I panted.
I pushed my cunt up against his mouth. And my sexy master did just that. He feasted on my beer and pussy mix and soon had me withering into another orgasm. He loves eating pussy and is fabulous at it. He brought me to 2 more orgasms with his wonderful mouth and tongue. Then I felt him begin to kiss his way up my body. His mouth met mine very passionately. I could taste the beer and pussy mixture on his lips and tongue, and I loved it. Generally, I'm not a big fan of beer, but mixed with my pussy juices, it really wasn't bad. I gasped as I felt Ben, my master, slip his hard dick into my hot cunt. He entered slowly at first, then finished with a strong thrust. It took my breath away. I ached to rake his back with my nails as we fucked. Ben groaned deeply. We were in a sex groove, and it felt wonderful. You know how you're both in sync with the rhythm of the motion and everything feels right? Master, choke me like you did earlier, please, Master. Oh, Master, I'm so close. Pay me, fuck me, I cried. Ben put his hand once again to my throat as he did earlier. His thrusts grew more frantic and I knew he wouldn't be long. A little harder, baby. I'm gonna come. Oh, yes. Fuck, Master, I'm coming. I cried as my body spasmed and buckled beneath him. He suddenly pulled my blindfold down and I could see the passion in his eyes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come all up in your hot cunt. Baby, pull out. I want you to put your hot cum on me. Let me see you shoot, I panted. He got up on his knees, and with only a couple of strokes from his hand, he exploded, dumping a large amount of his nut juice onto my body. I simply loved it. He then collapsed beside me. After releasing my hands from the handcuffs, we lay in bed, exhausted and satisfied. We left the cloth straps on the headboard for a day or two to remind us of our kinky play.